BU women's basketball wins its fifth straight game and improves to 2-0 to start Patriot League play. This one a 62-55 win at Lafayette. We're now joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Melissa Graves. Coach, your overall big takeaways that you get from the 7-point win?
You know, I think road games are really tough to come by, you know, and I thought we really grinded this one out and we found a way to get it done. You know, with 10 lead changes and 5 ties, the game was back and forth a lot after we took a big lead, and we knew they weren't going to quit, and they came at us hard, and I thought they played a really good game, and, you know, like I said, I thought we found a way to get it done at the end.
It was a game where you shot just over 37%. Your largest lead was 13 points. How did you feel that your offense performed, even at times where the game was a little bit of a defensive battle?
You know, I thought the first half wasn't where we wanted it to be. It was where we wanted to be turnover-wise. I think we only had 3 in the first half. But as far as, like, offensive execution, moving the basketball, getting in and out of actions fast, like, we weren't playing the pace we wanted to. So we talked about that adjustment at halftime. And I thought the pace was a lot better. I thought we got into our secondaries much better, and our flow from the full court to half court was much more where we wanted it to be.
Your leading scorer today, Anastasia Sevanova, 21 points, first time she reaches that 20-point plateau. We've talked about her developing into a supporting piece. Where do you feel her potential is as she potentially emerges into a consistent, reliable scoring threat?
Yeah, I mean, she is someone who came in last year and was trying to find her way a little bit as a freshman, and obviously we had some good post players in front of her, and she's worked really hard to get where she is now. And the piece that we've talked about is how consistent can she be, and it starts in practice. You know, she's been having really consistent practices. I would say she's our most improved player as far as the minutes she's garnered now, but really contributing with those minutes. You know, she's not just coming in and being a body. She's contributing, rebounding defensively, scoring the basketball, obviously. And I think if she can play the way she is now consistently, she's a huge X factor for us in putting us in a place we want to be as far as competing for regular season championship first, you know.
19 points, 17 rebounds for Caitlin Weimer, but a big number that not many people see, 13 fouls drawn. What do you try to develop with her technique that makes her so effective in drawing contact and getting to the foul line?
You know, a lot of times we're talking about getting her to the block quickly in transition. You know, we want to play fast, and that's the easiest point for us to get her touches before a double and triple team comes. Trying to get her lower position on the block where she's not pushed off, but some of those were off O-board, some of those were off the move. You know, she's done a good job of getting in the weight room. That was a focus for her in the off season. But it's a tremendous stat because it not only helps her get to the free throw line, it helps the team get into the bonus. We got their post and foul trouble in the first half, which was huge, which we really needed to be able to take a lead. But it's a tribute to her and the way she works for position, and it's also a tribute to our guards and getting her the basketball where she needs to get it.
Last year in wins, your 24 wins, your average margin of victory was just under 19 points. Now all of your wins against D1 opponents this year have been 11 points or fewer. How do you value being able to close out close games as you move into the thick of Patriot League play?
You know, I think with this team especially, they have overachieved even what my expectations were, like in our non-conference, you know, to have our most wins in non-conference play here. Going into Patriot League, being so young with 6 freshmen and being new with 8 newcomers, you know, that expectation was, hey, I just want to improve and get better. But for us to, with being so young with the 6 freshmen, to be able to close out games like that is really big. It took us a year from my first year to my second year to be able to do that and not kind of crumble under the pressure. But I thought the non-conference prepared us for games like this. So there are going to be battles, I think, every night with this league because this league is so competitive. So I'm glad we've got that experience under our belt and that preparation. And my hope is we can continue to do that.